Many years ago, the Philadelphia Bulletin relayed a cute little story about a theology instructor and a little boy. It seems that one Sunday morning, the instructor and the little boy found themselves sharing a seat on a shuttle train. The theologian noticed that the boy was holding tightly to a Sunday school lesson leaflet he had obviously received earlier that morning. The man decided to have a little fun with the boy. "Did you go to Sunday school, my boy?" asked the man in a friendly way. "Yes, sir," responded the child. "Tell me where God is," continued the man, "and I'll give you an apple." The boy looked up sharply at the man and promptly replied with a grin, "I will give you a whole barrel of apples if you will tell me where he isn't." That young lad had grasped a very important truth. It is impossible to run from God. King David writes in Psalm 139, "Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will lay hold of me." As the prophet Jonah found out, you cannot run from God. But on the comforting side, neither are you ever too far from God's care. Wherever you may go in life, whether you are a compliant child of God or a rebel, God is there. On one hand to comfort and guard, on the other to discipline and then restore. As a famous philosopher once observed, bidden or unbidden, God is there.